On Midwest Week, Illinois residents have just about 6 weeks left to make up their minds for governor and a lot of other important offices. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Brian Mackey, Statehouse reporter in Springfield for Illinois Public Radio. So, Brian, in the race for governor, what issues are Bruce Rauner and J.B. Pritzker talking about?
Well, one of the things they like to talk about is whether Rauner is too tied in with President Trump. If you're a Democrat, that's what they're saying. And if you're the Republicans, you're saying, is J.B. Pritzker a tool of House Speaker Mike Madigan? What I'm getting at is that there's a lot of negativity and attacks, and one calls one a liar, and the other one says the other one can't be trusted. There are some issues, though, that are bubbling up if you're paying close attention and not just going off the TV ads. For example, Governor Rauner talks a lot about taxes. He is pushing this message that he wants to lower the income tax that was raised a couple years ago, never mind that he actually signed a budget that spent all of that money from the tax increase he supposedly doesn't like. But that's something he's talking about. Pritzker, on the other hand, has talked as well about taxes. He thinks that Illinois should move from its current flat tax to what's called a graduated or progressive income tax, where you know, everybody pays the same amount of tax on the first, maybe $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. Then on your next $40,000, you'd pay a higher percentage. And then if you get over $100,000, any money you make above that, you'd pay an even higher percentage on that amount of money. And that's, again, called a graduated or progressive income tax. That's what a federal tax system is. But he is not getting into any specifics on what those tax levels should be. So as I think we have gotten used to in the modern era, we're seeing a lot of big picture messages. Think big is what Pritzker says. Rauner's slogan, you know, home is worth fighting for. Not a whole lot of nitty gritty unless you really are kind of looking for that sort of thing.
Okay. And when it comes to money, is this race in Illinois likely to set any records?
It's a real possibility, and I haven't seen the latest numbers, but the biggest ever statewide statewide campaign spending happened in California back in 2010. And right now, because Governor Rauner and Mr. Pritzker are both so incredibly wealthy, Pritzker's a billionaire three plus times over, Rauner is a near billionaire, they've each self-funded. Pritzker is $126 million, Rauner's almost at $60 million of their own money. So yeah, it's still a possibility. I mean, as you said, we've got about 6 weeks to go. It's a lot of 30-second television commercials to buy between now and then. And so it's still a possibility that we could break a record, yeah.
And Brian, do we have any way of knowing how voters perceive the two candidates so far? I mean, that sort of age-old stuff about the evils of Chicago ruling Illinois, or, you know, whether, you know, Bruce Rauner is too close to President Trump. Do we have any way of knowing if any of that is sticking to the candidates?
Well, obviously, the only way we're really going to know is in November, when people actually go to the polls, or you know, we find out the results, because now you can actually start voting this coming week at the end of September. Early voting starts really early, late September. So we'll know if it's sticking at that point. But I think we can get a hint of it in the polling, even though both candidates have spent, as I said, tens of millions of dollars on television advertisements. Their poll numbers have not changed a whole lot. Pritzker's been hovering in the 40s. Governor Rauner has been hovering in the upper 20s in terms of, you know, people who are likely to vote for him. There's still a lot of undecided people out there, but the numbers aren't changing all that much. Governor Rauner has consistently been in double-digit percentage points behind Mr. Pritzker in polling. Now, what we are cautious to say is that that's just a snapshot of a point in time. There's a lot of time left. In 2016, if it taught us anything, it taught us that, you know, sometimes you have to accept that polls can be mistaken or give you a misleading picture. But the perception of the candidates seems to be that when you have this much negative advertising, people get turned off by both of them. But ultimately, we'll find out in November.
And how about Governor Rauner, after that nearly successful primary challenge by Jeannie Ives? Will he be able to count on conservative voters this year?
He's certainly trying, right? Mm-hmm. Just to remind listeners, that was 3 percentage points. That's how much, or how close you might say, he came to losing the primary to a drastically less funded very less well-known opponent, State Representative Jeannie Ives, who's a Republican from the suburbs, the western suburbs of Chicago. And we have seen Governor Rauner take some steps recently. He was out in the Quad Cities within the last week, and he's had some advertising on downstate where he is really trying to press a lot of those, you know, stereotypical downstate political buttons. He, you know, accuses Pritzker of wanting to ban sporting rifles and, you know, calls him a gun grabber. And then he talks about Obamacare, too. Pritzker wants to impose Obamacare on Illinois and, you know, says that he campaigned with a left-wing extremist organization and, you know, ultimately calls him a Chicago liberal. So the governor is clearly conscious of the fact that he has a problem with conservative voters. They did not like his decision to sign a bill that allowed for public funding of abortions in Illinois for people on the Medicaid program or for state and university employees. And they also don't like a bill that he signed last year that, you know, was meant to foster trust between law enforcement and immigrant communities. Some conservatives derided that as a so-called sanctuary bill. This year he vetoed some legislation that was in a similar vein, and he also vetoed some gun control legislation. So he's clearly working hard, and I think that that shows that he is concerned about getting that conservative support.
Now, one of the other key races in Illinois this fall is for attorney general. Remind us who the two are, the two candidates, and what sort of issues are they talking about this year?
Yeah, on the Democratic side, there's a state senator named Kwame Raoul. He's been in the legislature since, I think, 2005. He was appointed and then later elected to the seat that was vacated when then State Senator Barack Obama got elected to the U.S. Senate. And he has been involved in the Judiciary Committee. He's done a lot of work on criminal justice, matters of policing, and wants to continue that work. He's focused a lot in terms of issues, at least, when he's talked about that, about, you know, policing, how police work with the communities that they are charged with looking over. And this is obviously a very charged issue in Chicago where he lives. On the Republican side, it's a woman named Erica Harold. She unsuccessfully ran for Congress a few years ago, but she's been a lawyer in private practice. And she, as we often hear from Republican candidates for attorney general, sort of styles herself in some ways as a prosecutor or super prosecutor, right? Somebody who's going to go after the corruption in Illinois government, that sort of thing, which is not something the attorney general's office has done, at least recently in Illinois. Prosecutions are, by law, the prosecutions are handled in various counties. So it's not really a state function, but we have often heard Republican candidates, including Ms. Harold, say that, you know, that's something that should be stepped up at the statewide level.
And one more thing, Brian, how about the General Assembly? Are there any sort of major races, important people that are in trouble, or, you know, some balance in the House or Senate that might be changed?
I think the bigger picture is what's important here. We still have Democratic majorities in both the House and Senate, in fact, a supermajority in the Senate. I don't think anyone thinks that's going to change. There's a lot of talk of a blue wave if that does wash across Illinois, so to speak. The question would be, could the Democrats go to a supermajority in the House? I think one thing that we do know for sure, even before any votes are cast, is that the Republican caucus in the legislature, particularly in the House, is going to be more conservative than it's been in the past. After that two-year budget standoff was resolved by some Republicans crossing over the aisle to vote with Democrats to raise taxes and finally end the budget impasse, a lot of them decided not to run again. And those were some of the more moderate, cooperation-minded, compromise-minded Republicans. And so they're on their way out. That allowed local Republican officials to put, in some cases, more conservative people in those seats. If they survive the blue wave, then I think we'll see a more conservative but possibly smaller Republican caucus in the legislature.